He wants the document review stopped. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Attorneys for former President Trump asking a federal judge to prevent the federal government from reviewing documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate until a special master can be appointed.
Who would independently examine whether to return evidence back to the former president. Trump's request must be approved by the court. Federal Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt issuing a new order Monday, signaling he likely will not release the Mar-a-Lago search affidavit in its entirety.
Fox's David Spunt reports the judge cited concerns about what impact releasing the entire affidavit would have on the investigation and potential witnesses. The former president argues that many of the documents taken in the raid are covered by executive privilege or attorney-client privilege. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he'll step down at the end of this year.
Fauci will also depart as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci says he is not retiring, but after more than 50 years in government, wants to pursue the next chapter of his career. In a statement, President Biden thanked Fauci, saying his many contributions to public health saved lives.
Fox's Jared Halperin, Dr. Fauci had earlier said he intended to serve until at least the end of President Biden's first term. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says, resignation or not, they'll bring Dr. Fauci before congressional committees if the GOP takes control of the Congress in the midterm elections. A sheriff's deputy was killed in Oklahoma City Monday. Sergeant Bobby Schwartz shot trying to serve eviction papers. A second deputy who tried to pull him to safety was wounded as well. A 35-year-old suspect has been arrested following a police chase. Three people shot, two of them fatally in Midtown Atlanta Monday. A suspect has been arrested there as well. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The jury now has the case of two men accused in the alleged plot to kidnap Michigan's governor.
A jury has heard closing arguments in federal court in Grand Rapids and now deliberates the fate of Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr., who are accused by the government in an alleged kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. It's a retrial for Fox and Croft after jurors in the first trial this spring couldn't reach a unanimous verdict and acquitted two other men, all of whom have pled not guilty, accusing the FBI of entrapment and using government assets, agents, and undercover informants to create and facilitate a bogus plot against supporters of President Trump. Both men face up to life in prison if convicted. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
It's primary election day in New York and Florida today. There's a showdown between longtime Democrat New York Congressional Representatives Jerry Nadler and Carolyn Maloney, who find themselves facing one another because of redistricting. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis will learn whom he will face in November as Democrat voters today choose between former Governor Charlie Crist and Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried. As school bells begin ringing again, many districts around the country are taking new safety precautions.
A growing number of districts are shelling out tens of thousands of dollars per school for beefed up security as experts mull over the response to the Uvalde, Texas massacre and as students and staff face a surge in violence. Some states now mandate or encourage wearable panic buttons or phone apps allowing teachers to notify each other and police in an emergency. Among the things schools are stocking up on, metal detectors, clear backpacks, and bullet-resistant glass, but some critics say instead of scrambling to show action, school officials should instead be focusing on making sure teachers are implementing basic security protocols. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.